and what to read is stories. Now, it's well known that stories are loved by old, young, children, adults, rich people, poor people. Stories are loved. It's like a weakness of humans. Everybody likes stories. So we should try and read stories as well, because when we are enjoying something, when we have enthusiasm about something, we'll want to carry on reading. So try and read something that you enjoy, but obviously read the right kind of stories. Read the stories of the Quran, and read the stories of the Prophet alayhi salam, read the stories of the companions alayhim ridwan. I just want to share a story about the benefits of storytelling.
So challenging.
A child, as happens quite commonly, when children are going to school, they ask, what do you want to be when you're older? And this particular child, he said, I want to be a Sahaba. And the teacher was looking in, saying, this is weird. What do you mean you want to be a Sahaba? And he started reeling off all the characteristics of Sahaba, saying the Sahaba is strong, the Sahaba are brave and courageous, the Sahaba are honest and sincere, the Sahaba are kind and generous, the Sahaba are loving, the Sahaba are warriors, the Sahaba, you know, just all the sifta and the characteristics of the Sahaba. And when they asked the child a bit more detail about why he gave this answer, they found out that the child's mother used to read the stories before bedtime, as happens quite commonly, but about Sahaba. And every night, a different Sahaba story used to be told to the child. So we can use the storytelling to educate our children. They'll enjoy it, and at the same time, they'll be learning. So my point to make was that read stories, tell stories, but the right type of stories.